Everything looking pretty good for Barbados at the moment, sitting pretty at the top of the table. Just give us your sort of overview of the season in your own words, if you can.
We are tough, but you know, still not satisfied with the way that we are performing with it. But obviously, when you play sports, you're always looking for improvements, and we looking to improve as a team. So that's one of the areas I think we need to work on. As for the overall season, I think it has been a bit up and down. We started well at home in Barbados, where each and every team were expected to do well in their home territory. And then we lost it a bit, when we went to St. Kitts, and we got that important victory against Jamaica last game. So, things are looking up, and this is the nature of T20 cricket, especially when the tournament is not a bit long, but there's about 10 to 12 games. You tend to build a momentum, lose it, and try to get it back. So hopefully that victory was a start of something, another streak of momentum, another streak of games that we can continuously win.
Yeah, how important was it to really get those early wins under your belt, particularly in front of your home crowd?
Very important. When you see at home, that's supposed to be something sort of a fortress. Over the past 3 years, we have really done well in Barbados, and getting the opportunity to start there again, we wanted to do well. So having a camp, familiarizing ourselves with the ground and what stuff you can play and how to bowl and the kind of stuff, I think it helped us. And to start any tournament, you want to start on a winning note, and it was pretty nice that we actually got off the that sort of stuff. Because now in the back end of the tournament, all the games away from home, every stadium is a different stadium and a different atmosphere. And the adjustment is about who adjusts quickly. Then the home team obviously has the advantage to be there for a longer period of time.
Looking at the table, Karen, just 5 points separating all six teams. Do you feel this has been a really incredibly competitive CPL season? You're maybe having to raise your game a bit?
Yeah, of course. That's what he wants. It's highly competitive. You don't want, one or two teams just running away, winning all the games and dominating. So, it's good for cricket, it's good for the CPL that, going into the last week, no one has qualified, just yet. So, it's exciting times ahead, and this last leg here in Trinidad and in Guyana, it's gonna be pretty exciting.
You're personally leading the run charts for Barbados. You've got 8 wickets as well, leading from the front, I suppose. Happy with how you're performing personally?
As a leader, you want to be able to lead from a front, to lead from by example. And I've been batting well, and try to capitalize on it for the team. A couple of the knocks has been in the losing cause, but obviously you want it to be in a winning cause. But at the end of the day, this is the nature of cricket, and hopefully my form can continue, and all the other guys as well can get that confidence back. And once that happens, once you have the player of the team, we're gonna do well. So I'm looking forward to that. The guys are looking forward to it. And, hopefully, I said this last week should be very interesting.
Still enjoying the challenge of captaincy?
Yeah, of course, it's a challenge in itself. You have to try to be as consistent. You have to try to lead, as I said, by example. You have to try new things. You have to be innovative, because you don't want the guys to get accustomed to one style of leadership. Make the guys comfortable, be honest. And, that's what I've done. I've tried to do those things, and, things have been going well so far. So, again, it's another challenge. I'm just trying to, always improve on.
Your last match was a few days ago now against St. Kitts, so you must be raring to get out there and play against Trinidad and Tobago later in the week.
Yeah, of course. Looking forward to that, but we have taken it easy, a couple of days rest as well. It was a quite hectic schedule, leaving St. Kitts and then going to Jamaica, playing the next day, and then flying all the way to Trinidad again. So, we take it 2 days off, and yes, we're looking forward to it. We take it easy, try to, hone our skills again, try to put not only eyes and close the teeth, and look forward to getting back on the park, especially the Queen's Park Oval.
And finally, Karen, into the last couple of weeks or so of the tournament now, just a quick word on how it's been supported and received around the island so far for you.
It has been fantastic. The crowds have come out and supported in large numbers. Each and every game, stadiums have always been filled. The atmosphere in Jamaica, with the electric those guys, they showed their patriotism as well. So yeah, Jamaican followers, and that's good to see. Our crowd in Barbados is fantastic when they come to us as well. So yeah, the people have come out and they're supported the CPL, they're supported the teams, and it's all good for cricket, and all good for us as cricketers going forward.